Thank you, Chairman. Morning, everyone. Today, I'm talk about quantifying CO2 flux fields from three great land in South Dakota using digital model. My name is Li Ming Lai, PhD student at South Dakota State University. Dr. Sandeep Kumar is my advisor. I outline close the introduction, date and method, the results, conclusions, and acknowledgments. By introduction, more accurately measurement and prediction of CO2 emissions are very important in developing CO2 mitigation strategies. However, it is difficult to continuously monitor CO2 emission from all possible environmental conditions. So, process-based ecosystem models provide a very useful tool to simulate CO2 emissions. On the other hand, switchgrass was first identified as a renewable energy source by U.S. government in 1985. Therefore, the planet air increased rapidly. Many studies focused on switchgrass. However, little is known analysis of CO2 fluxes from switchland. So, our objectives are predict soil surface CO2 fluxes from switchgrass land in South Dakota using this model and analyze long-term climate change impact on soil CO2 fluxes. Our data measurements are from research site, where it's near Bristol, South Dakota. This South Dakota map here is our research site. Our major data, CO2 fluxes, soil temperature, and moisture were measured in switchgrass land using LI 8.00 instrumentation. Here is a long-term chamber. It's an analyzer control unit. This solar battery charger. Our method to quantify CO2 is digital model. This model is a daily land surface sum model, which was developed for implementation in a daily version of the central model. However, this model performance strongly depends on how well they are calibrated and validated for specific environmental conditions. This important is and difficult. In this study, we tried to use a past model to calibrate this model. This is trying past model is a statistical inverse modeling method. Its theory is implement major CO2 data into PEST to provide reliable estimates of distance parameters based on some mathematical and statistical theories. The first PEST and distance approach was used by Rashid last year. However, their data is limited. Their data is N2O data. They have 2 years data. First year is a total 28 observations. Second year is 27 observations. their results are not robust. For validation, we use four variables to validate our this model. Independent measure CO2, soil temperature, soil moisture, and switch grass yield. Then, we use this validated model to simulate CO2 fluxes. Get our results. This first result is this calibration and validation result. The picture shows measured CO2 and calibrated model CO2 for calibration. Their pattern are similar. Their magnitude are close. But some days the model underestimated. Some day is overestimated. But in general, we think that our result is good. Further, we calculated the common evaluation criteria, R-square, ME, RSR, and P-bias. For comparison of model and measure CO2, soil temperature and moisture for calibration and validation, this for these three. The three results is good. But for soil moisture, the R-square is good. Another three are out of acceptable ranges. It's acceptable ranges. So we use another variable to further validate our model. We have 3 years switch grass yield. Then compare them, their bias is smaller. So our validation is good. Then we use the validated model to predict the CO2 fluxes, get this result. In a long term, CO2 fluxes have increased trend, but the increase is not linear, it's a curve. The curve is a polynomial curve. Here I give this function, the curve function. Further, we use the calibrated model and validated model to simulate CO2 fluxes based on climate change scenarios. Get this result. This first, this CO2 fluxes based on 10 temperature scenarios. Then compare them, get this result of p-value greater than 0.05. They are not significant. Further, we compare a CO2 fluxes corresponding to 10 temperature scenarios and 3 precipitation conditions, dry conditions, wide PBAO, then they can show us their patterns are similar. Very similar. Their amount is similar this year, but it's from 2048 is magnitudes different. You think this interesting result? This table shows the CO2 fluxes based on 13 precipitation scenarios. Compare them with this most of the p-values are greater than 0.05. It is 3. It's 3. It's significant. However, it's 3, it means CO2 fluxes is lower. are lower than another. Furthermore, we compared the CO2 flashes corresponding to 13 precipitation scenarios and 2 temperature conditions. As a result, the pattern and magnitude are very close, but not significant. Based on our result, again, these conclusions. First, test model can effectively calibrate this model. Second, soil CO2 fluctuations have a trend of increase with curve, not linear change in switchgrass land. Third, temperature and precipitation changes impacted the soil CO2 fluctuations from switchgrass land. However, those fluctuations are insignificant differences with temperature and precipitation in the long term. Our future work is analyze interactive impact of temperature and precipitation on CO2 emissions. Thanks my co-workers, thanks the grant for my study. Thank you very much, Martin.
Your model estimates the carbon coming out, but presumably there's vegetation putting carbon in all this time, right?
With time. The CO2 flies with time.
So is it a plant growth model in JSON?
This is the model. This model to simulate the CO2 fluxes at this in a long term. It's the time this CO2 fluxes is increase. Increase is a time in a long term. But this increase is not linear. Not linear change is curve.
Okay. In the meantime, we have time for one more quick question. If not, then we'll slowly move to our next speaker. Thank you. Let's give another hand to.